Hey everybody, Kyle Klingman here with Track Wrestling for another edition of 7 Minutes, brought to you by CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. This week's guest was a special live edition. We happened to get Hunter Stieber, volunteer assistant wrestling coach at the USA Wrestling Junior National Duels in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So we have a special live edition with Hunter Stieber. He was a two-time All-American at Ohio State University, battled some injuries, but we get a chance to talk with him about a variety of subjects, and also had a chance to meet the owner and operator of CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com, Robbie Vincent, for the first time live and in person down at the Junior Duels. Great to talk with him. And of course, he believes in his product as we do too. CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com is the place to go for all your recruiting needs. Doesn't matter what division you are, you want to go junior college all the way up to Division I, it's going to set you up for what your needs are. So check out CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. Now we get to our interview with Hunter Stieber. Hunter Stieber, are you ready to go live? This is our first live edition of 7 Minutes. We're at the USA Wrestling Junior National Duels. We're with Hunter Stieber, assistant wrestling coach at Oklahoma, two-time All-American for Ohio State University. Are you ready to go 7 Minutes?
Sure, let's go.
If you could take what you know now and have a conversation with yourself at the age of 15, what advice would you give yourself?
Oh, there's so much. I think I would start with school first, like pay more attention in school, really work hard there. And then wrestling, just enjoy it more. Kind of stressed out when I was a little kid or growing up in high school. High school wrestlers are put on a pedestal, and I always get stressed out and nervous over it. And now I just love wrestling, and I think I'd enjoy wrestling more. I tell myself to enjoy wrestling more.
Let's go back to recruiting. What was the recruiting process like? Why did you pick Ohio State? I'm sure there were not many options with Logan going there, but why was it Ohio State? What was the recruiting process like?
Yeah, I tell people this all the time. I don't really remember. All I remember is one day Tom Ryan, and I think I was on my way to a friend's house to hang out or do something, and it was the first time he ever called me. And he didn't talk about, like, money or anything. He just, like, he talked about Ohio State and some things. And I was like, yeah, I'll go. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, I'll go to Ohio State. He's like, you verbaling? I said, sure, why not? I was going to go to Ohio State anyways. Might as well do it now. So I don't remember really much of the recruiting process because it was so quick. And like you said, I mean, a lot of people assumed I was going to go to Ohio State because Logan went there. And, you know, they were right, obviously, but, I mean, it was pretty easy. It's quick.
Let's go back to your wrestling career. If you could take one element from someone else's game and add it to your game, what would you take?
Ooh.
And who would it be from?
All right, it's hard. I want to pick two.
Okay, you got it.
I want to pick, I want to go Dom's throws. He's got a nasty headlock, Dom Demas.
Okay.
Headlock and inside trip. Unfortunately, I didn't teach him those. I wish I did. And then I would go with Logan or someone similar's top game, being able to turn. Because being able to throw people obviously is really cool and it looks cool. But being able to get a takedown and a turn real quick, being up 6-0, is huge. And I was a takedown guy, so turns would help me out a lot.
For the entirety of this interview, I'm going to make you president of all of wrestling.
Okay.
What changes would you want to make, and how would you implement those changes?
Get rid of hands in the face. I'd probably implement a push-out rule. And
1 point for a push-out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe a caution, then a point. That's about it, you know. Make stalling more of a thing, but that would kind of cover with push-outs.
What's the greatest compliment someone could give you?
Probably just saying that I helped them out with either wrestling or, you know, just whatever. I mean, I coach, so, you know, I talk to these kids about a lot more than wrestling, you know, because life is more than wrestling. So if I can help out anyone through my experiences or just, you know, by talking to them, just that would probably be the best.
Do you remember anything that was strange that went through your head during a match? If you go back to your competitive days, what was maybe the strangest thing that went through your head?
A lot, because I'm kind of scatterbrained out there sometimes. I don't know. I think I remember I always have songs. The thing that I don't really know if I remember anything, but songs always pop up in my head when I'm wrestling. And songs that I haven't heard recently, and I don't even remember like what they are. But sometimes I'll just be singing them in my head as I'm wrestling. It's kind of silly, but okay. Yeah, it's what it is.
If you could go back and re-wrestle any match throughout your entire career, who would it be against and why?
Oh, it's a lot. You know, the biggest one and the easiest one is to say probably one of the semifinals at Nationals that I lost. And I would probably pick one of them. I made a lot of mistakes in both those matches. I think I was winning at one point both those matches. And I don't want to say fell apart, but things just kind of went differently. And I made some bad decisions that cost me some points here and there. So one of those two matches probably, but it don't really matter. Wrestling's wrestling. It's over with when it's done.
What's the most interesting thing about you that has absolutely nothing to do with wrestling?
I really like puzzles and like Legos and stuff like that, like building things. So actually when I was kind of through high school and college, my mom would always buy me like a little Lego set before like a big tournament, and it kind of became a ritual. So probably just that. I like those little games and stuff like that.
What's your greatest fear?
Snakes. Besides that, I don't know. I just kind of live life every day. I don't really think about that too much.
Final question. What do you like best about your brother, Logan Stieber?
Ooh, there's a lot. I don't know. He's my best friend, and I love him to death. And, you know, we're super close. We text every day, call each other all the time. I think my favorite thing about him is he's ultra, he's like, he's really real. Like he'll talk to kids about losing matches sometimes, and he'd be like, guys, don't worry, it's just a match you lost. I lose all the time. And it's funny hearing him say that, because we all know Logan, he doesn't lose all the time, but he thinks he loses all the time. So he's pretty real. He's not like super cocky or anything like that. He's just like, yeah, I lose all the time. Don't worry about it. It's like, you lost twice in the last 4 years, Logan. What are you talking about? So it's just, I don't know. There's a lot of good things about him, but I like that one the best.
You just went 7 minutes with us. That was Hunter Stieber. Thanks for being on our first live edition here from Oklahoma.
Thank you.